For 18 years, the United States government and the mainstream media claimed we're under attack by Muslims. Now they cover for Muslims when they attack Americans. Friends, this is totalitarianism being played out through the U.S. government and the mainstream media at its very worst. There's no doubt that the American people have been lied to over and over again by their own government, as well as by their own media concerning what took place on September 11th, 2001. Americans have been inundated by these two entities that the Muslims were responsible for attacking America and bringing down the Twin Towers on that fateful day.
Two airplanes have crashed into the World Trade Center in an apparent terrorist attack on our country. Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
For 18 years, we have heard from these two sources that the Muslims are our sworn enemies, both from without and from within, and no doubt they are. I mean, that's all we have to do is remember what President Thomas Jefferson had to deal with concerning the Muslims over 200 years ago. That was the reason for President Thomas Jefferson's knowledge of the Quran, was to know the mind of the enemy, of course. If you look at what has transpired since 2001, you will find that it has not been a foreign government that has and is attacking you over the last 18 years. A multitude of unconstitutional agencies have been set up in order to keep Americans safe. At least, that's what their selling points during that time were. Yet we find that today, Americans are the ones that are under attack by the same government and the same media omitting Muslim crimes against Americans. Friends, a foreign government could have only dreamed of doing to this country what these people have been allowed to do. But let's say what we have been told is true. I ask, why is it the same government and the same media that are now complicit in covering for these same people that have been accused of terror attacks on American soil? A little history lesson here will show you that King George III sought the aid of foreign mercenaries to take down his political opposition, the colonists. He even went so far as to call our forefathers terrorists. He sought the aid of the Hessians, the savage Indians, and even attempted to force citizens of the colonies to take up arms against their own brothers. Also recollect with me, if you will, that Adolf Hitler had an alliance with the Muslims to aid his agenda in killing off political opposition. And when we look to the link with the Third Reich and the Bush crime family, we can come to the realization that we are in the present seeing history repeating itself. I have now shown you a bit of history. Let me go back a decade to now make clear how they are systematically breaking you down and with the whom they use in the process to do so. When the whole sodomite agenda began to come out of the closet around 2005, my ministry instantaneously came under attack by those who were playing the victims while at the same time attempting to tear down the law and attacking anyone who might oppose their abominable and illegal agenda. They were and are simply being used as a political battering ram to upend American sovereignty. Nothing new here, Americans. I'm sure that after 14 years of their tactics, you now know how they play their cards. Name-calling is their retort when playing the victims and victims of the law they claim, when in fact, transgressors of the law they are. Such as haters, bigots, homophobic, while at the same time attacking their opposition. Now, American kids are being subjected to the perversion that are running free in public schools as they, with the help of the pedophiles in government, attempt to normalize pedophilia abroad. The Muslim agenda is in close pursuit, while using the same exact methodic tactics. They play the victim and then they attack, all in an attempt to tear down the law. What is the Muslims' retort? It's name-calling, just like that of the sodomites. Racists, haters, bigots, Islamophobic, all the while attacking their opposition. Friends, American law stands against both subversive demographics. just like that of the Sodomite agenda. Now American kids are being subject to the Islamic indoctrinations with the help of the likes of the ACLU and others, running in public schools in hopes that Americans are not paying attention to what their end aim is, which is total domination. Now we see a reoccurring theme here in America.
Here we go.
With one heart and voice, we may prostrate ourselves at the throne of heavenly grace and present to our great benefactor sincere and unfeigned thanks for his infinite goodness and mercy towards us from our birth to the present moment, for having above all things illuminated us by the gospel of Jesus Christ, presenting to our view the happy prospect of a blessed immortality, and for our unparalleled ingratitude to the adorable being who has seated us in a land irradiated by the cheering beams of the gospel of Jesus Christ, let us fall prostrate before offended deity, confess sincerely and penitently our manifold sins and our unworthiness of the least of his divine favors, fervently implore his pardon through the merits of our mediator, Jesus Christ, forefather and signer of the Declaration of Independence, Elbridge Gerry.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Anyone seeing the correlation between illegal invasion and illegal abortion? Yeah, it's interesting. Yeah, you can see that straw man in there. Illegal invasion, the straw man is, you know, all eyes off of them. The said representatives that are illegally and treasonously alluring them into America. And then I see the said straw man, or one that we're supposed to keep our eyes off of, the accomplices to abortion, the American people that are tolerating illegal abortion by allowing murderers to dismember their babies within the womb. Now, it's interesting when you think about that correlation right there, because that's exactly what the Muslims mean to do to the people, what it is that the American people have allowed doctors to do to babies, dismember them. And so we're going to get to that in just a little bit. There is a couple things I want to cover concerning the threat of Islam in America. It's very real. We're seeing this incrementally invade into our country on a daily basis with the help of your said representatives. This isn't happening by chance. It is the finger of God who promised this to a people that rebelled against him, revolted against him. And, you know, I was talking earlier to somebody about this very topic, just what goes on in America. And on my part, it's very frustrating because I say to the people, it's like, wait a second, I've been telling you for this over the last 20 years now, and now you're starting to understand what I was trying to warn you of 20 years ago. I wish you would have listened to me 20 years ago rather than now, because now what you've been warned of 20 years ago is exactly where you're at. And I've told you 1,000 times over, and I'm talking now to my listeners concerning Amos 6:3. How it would come to our front door. Well, guess what, friends? These Muslims say, and they are bragging about the fact that they will enter into every American home. Now, my message today is not one of fear. It's one of the fear of God. And I'm not talking about the fear of man in any sense of the word. So, and it's not a doom and gloom message. It is a message to the American people that the good news is you still have time to stand up and deal with every issue that we're dealing with today. That is the mercy of God. And God offers us mercy that will still take heed to his commandments in dealing with what it is that threatens who we are concerning ourselves and our posterity. So again, we'll get to that in just a couple minutes. John Wesley, the great field preacher, said back in the 1700s, he said, ever since the religion of Islam appeared into the world, he said, the espousers of it have been as wolves and tigers to all other nations, rending and tearing all that fell into their merciless paws and grinding them with their iron teeth, that numberless cities are razed from the foundation and only their name now remaining. That many countries which were once as the garden of God are now a desolate wilderness, and that so many once numerous and powerful nations are vanished from the earth. He said, such was, and at this day, the rage, the fury, the revenge of the destroyers of mankind. It's a political ideology, friends, that's used to drive religion as the mask when in fact it has nothing to do with religion. And if we just go back to the core of Islam, consider the source, I think we can resolve the issue. But we are at this point in America going to have to unite and deal with the immediate threat. And again, it's not just those that have been brought over here as mercenaries, because that's the history of the Muslims. It is also those that have committed the act of treason by alluring them in, by stealing our dollars and then offering them welfare to live off the system. Now, we see that it's gone a lot further than that. We see the massive fraud going on in Ohio, which is very similar to that of Minnesota. We're seeing what's going on over in California, over in New York. We're seeing what's taking place in Texas right now. So again, friends, this is becoming a widespread problem that needs to be dealt with. And I want to say to those that think that they can run from these issues, you're sadly mistaken. You can run, but you cannot hide. And if you want to understand what the Lord means when he brings judgment upon a people, read Amos 9, folks. It's very thorough. Folks, you can go down to the depths of hell. The Lord's going to be there. He's going to make sure that justice is done in one way or another. If you go to the highest of heavens, he's going to bring justice there. If you go to a corner and you put your hand up against the wall, the Bible says that they'll bite. And he's talking about the asps and the serpents and how he'll send a bear. Folks, it's exactly in great specificity what's happening in this country today. Sad to say, so today I'll do my best to be monotone because I have been spending myself for 31 years in this ministry doing my best concerning the warnings that God has given us. And I've been giving them for 31 years, and now people are coming to the realization, should I say tangibility, of what it is that the Lord warned through this ministry long ago. Again, I want to make clear that I'm not trying to declare that I am anything, but I can tell you this, I seen this 30 years ago. And again, what's sad about all of this is how the people sit back and act like we're talking about when we're giving the warnings, how we're talking about a third world country when in fact we're not talking about a third world country. We're talking about what's going on in your backyard right now. Folks, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe to that page. Everything you need to know about us is on that page. If you want to know where we have been, what it is that we've been doing for the last 31 years, we also have sonsoflibertyradio.com. And you're going to see very clearly that we are a minister of doers. And I should say a ministry and a minister of being doers of the word, not hearers, only deceiving ourselves. So go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also go over to beforeitsnews.com if you'd like to, sonsoflibertymedia.com over there as well. Folks, if you want to call in, please do stick to the topic. We're going to be talking about the correlation between the invasion and abortion. Because the Lord said in Galatians 6, 7 through 9, that he who sows to the flesh will of the flesh reap corruption, and he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. You can see what we're reaping today. We're reaping exactly what it is that we've been allowing to be sowed into our country, namely innocent blood. So we'll get to that in a moment as well. Again, if you want to call in, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that we follow the Christ here, John 14:6. Now, folks, when I come back on the other side, I kind of want to, here's another one of those things. I'll give you a little bit of an insight as to why we are in the position that we're in today. And it may sound like to some of you that, well, Bradley's just whining again. No, it's just another one of those warnings that you didn't want to take heed to. And now you understand why. I'll show you that in just a moment. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com.
There are other people like us out here.
Hey, you wake up, wake up. Calling all filmmakers, actors, podcasters, writers, creators, and every believer in media. Do you need to be encouraged? Are you ready to get equipped? You need empowerment. I've got the solution for you. Welcome to the Content Media Conference. Welcome to content. God wants to use your content. Yes, you. To spread the message of Christ. That's why God gave us content. Content changed my life and solidified my career. You don't have to take my word for it. Listen to them.
Give me the community.
I get really overwhelmed about content. It changed my life.
It's all happening here.
I come to these and I'm so encouraged.
These are my people. This is where I belong.
We've got funding
that opens so many doors.
I feel that it's possible to actually be in the filmmaking industry at such a young age.
The encouragement that's given to the young filmmakers. Go get them, Tiger.
Other people praying for you.
Worried about my media students having access to productions. They need to be working. And even the facility here has been amazing.
Yeah, I think you made up your mind. I'll see you at Cats.
ChristianMediaConference.com.
BBSRadio.com. At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hi, my name's Tom Raymond of Tennessee, retired Marine trooper and postal worker. My life's always been centered around service to God, family, and country. I've known Bradley Dean and his family for many years, fully supporting his work with teens especially, radio podcasts to include Sunday Church, and sonsofliberty.com website, chronicling Christian and geopolitical news. I hold Bradley up in prayer and financial support his mission.
Thank you, Tom. Totally appreciate that guy. Hey, folks, we're going to be at KHNC 1360 AM. KHNC 1360 AM, 10th Street Parish Avenue in Johnstown, Colorado, August 14th. Boy, that's just in 3 days here, folks. August 14th, 6:30 p.m. There's only room, I was told by Jason, which we're probably going to have him on tomorrow. There's only going to be room for about 150 people, so you probably want to get there a little bit earlier. KHNC 1360 AM, 10th Street, Parish Avenue, Johnstown, Colorado, August 14th at 6:30 p.m. I'm looking forward to seeing my radio family and my church family out there as well. So again, friends, we got much to cover, and I want to just kick this into drive as soon as I can here, and I'm going to do that even now. And I just got to tell you before I show you this next piece here, concerning what it is that the problem is in this country. Now, when I say to you, just let me slow my roll here. Bradley's not whining about the censorship. I'm trying to make the people aware of the fact that they're censoring our free speech, which means it's not just aimed at us, it's aimed at you, okay? I'm just trying to say this as slow as I possibly can. So if you want to call it whining, you can call it whatever you want to call it. But folks, we've been telling you this for a long time. They're censoring free speech in a big way. And I've also told you the people that are not being censored, that everybody knows all the well as to who they are, they're not being deplatformed. They're not being throttled the way that we are or ever have been. And they're making tons of money off the people that are listening to them, and they just don't understand that their whole design is that they're controlled opposition. I'm not going to start naming names, but I am going to show you just one of them. And I'm telling you that for the purpose, friends, that they are controlled opposition, okay? If they're not being deplatformed, if they're not being censored, if they're not being throttled. And one such is one that I warned of a long time ago, and his name is Dennis Prager. I was over on Salem Communications for about 13 years, and he was one of the dinosaurs that led us into the position that we're in today. And no matter how many times I even warned the church, and people want to know why I'm rebuking the church and correcting the church and reproving the church, it's because they're not the church. And you got to remember something. Nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Christ himself did. But going back to the point that I'm going to make here with Dennis Prager, I mean, do people have any discernment anymore? I mean, seriously, the question is, do people have discernment? Doesn't anybody discern that something is wrong with Dennis Prager? And there always has been. Hey, folks, you got dead men preaching to dead men that are in the pews. Dead men are preaching to those that are dead in the pews. Those that are listening to these dead men that do nothing but highlight the problems, friends. The reason they're doing nothing but highlight the problems is because they have no life to address the issues and obeying the Lord and keeping his judgments and his statutes to deal with them. So here's a prime example of what I'm talking about. And so it's not just Fox News. No. It's not just Fox News, folks. It's not just the popular preachers of the day. Nope, it's these that they have put up as credible conservatives. They are not credible, nor are they conservative. Read Matthew 5:13. They're good for nothing but to be trodden under the foot of men. Dennis Prager, co-founder of PragerU, says there's nothing evil about watching animated child pornography. Folks, they're paid to drive the same narrative. These are the useful idiots that are giving cover, that add smoke and mirrors to confuse the people concerning who's responsible for the crimes in fact. These are those sorts of people that I'm highlighting here, friends. Okay? It's not Bradley whining. It's making you aware of who they are. Like when I talk about the likes of Alex Jones that so many people ask me about. He's a CIA asset. Just ask him. Look at Andrew Tate. He's a CIA asset. Just ask him. Look at Russell Brand. He is a part of the problem, friends. The guy's been busted how many times? For assailing women, and yet Rumble somehow or another puts him up as one of the most popular on their social media platforms. But again, guys like me and others, not just me, but others that are doing the same thing that I'm doing even now, they're completely kicked to the curb. And they're throttling us to the point where we just get enough just to keep our head above water to appease us. And what they're doing is illegally censoring us because they want you to believe that everybody's listening to the likes of this and to some of those that I just named. Again, let me say it. Dennis Prager, co-founder of PragerU, says there's nothing evil about watching animated child porn. I can't even make it up. Jesus said that was to the extreme. I believe that when men go there, they have crossed the lines. That's why when they get in prison, other prisoners will take them out because many of those prisoners are in there because they have been violated and have been carrying the guilt of others far too long. So when they get an opportunity to appease their conscience by dealing with somebody that's in prison, that's guilty of committing crimes against other children that were in fact committed against them, they want justice. They want a peace of mind. So they bring it. Just yesterday, another prisoner was bragging about having intercourse with a young girl. I mean, young. And another inmate took him out right on the spot. Many of them don't even make it a week, for the record. Again, and there's your injustice system right there, friends. The judge doesn't do his job. He slaps him on the hand. He gets inside, and then they're biblically dealt with. And what am I talking about? They have crossed the lines. Read Exodus 22. The Lord said, if you at all go after them and they at all cry out unto me, the Lord said that he would take you out with the sword. They've crossed spiritual lines. What did Jesus say? He said they're the model of heaven. And then when you go over to Luke 17, 2, what does it say? It says that it's better for them to take a millstone rather than to offend one of these little ones. My God, America. We don't stand up for our kids, America. There's something wrong with this. Oh, you ready for this one? I don't think you are. A whole lot of you people out there have been calling Elon Musk, regardless of how many times I've highlighted him and his occultic mother, who's all over the media, flashing New World Order signs, along with this girlfriend, Grimes, who calls herself a witch. Elon Musk, who has how many different kids, who names them after digits, who wants to put a pin in the back of your head so he can track you worldwide, who goes to Halloween parties with upside down crosses and goat's heads on his arms and his chest piece and his leg pieces. I know Elon, because the media put him out there in a positive light, he's got to be a good guy. He's out there trying to save our democracy. Guess what, people? We're not a democracy. Guess what, people? Elon Musk is not your friend. Here, look at this. Elon Musk launches lawsuit to overturn Minnesota ban on AI-generated child porn. Maybe you didn't hear me. Elon Musk launches lawsuit to overturn Minnesota ban on AI-generated child porn. He wants to put a stop from them preventing child porn concerning artificial intelligence. He wants to make sure people can keep watching it, just like that of Dennis Prager. Again, people, I'm not whining. Hey, folks, you're going to have to defend yourself from what's going on here. You don't want to come under the banner of what you claim to be and profess to be as a Christian, then that's on you. You can stand on your own. But I am telling you, folks, right now, the mercy of God is we still have the power to deal with the crimes that are in front of us right now. And if we don't want to do that, then don't complain about it. Then don't you whine to others about what you tolerate. I mean, how sick and how telling can this be? I mean, hey, folks, just forget the Epstein files. Just forget all the information that's been given. No matter how many lawsuits have been paid out by the guilty, no matter how many victims have come forward, they're probably just making it up. And the reason people sit back and they tolerate that nonsense and put into their minds, oh, it's probably just a hoax or it has nothing to do with me. I'm here to tell you it has everything in the world to do with you and it's not a hoax. And the only reason you don't do anything about it is because you don't want to come to the realization that you're the one responsible to do something about it. That's the problem. Folks, here's another one. What's going on in America? We're going to bring about the correlation. We're segueing perfectly into this right now. This is the very reason the Lord told his people in 14:34 of 1 Corinthians that the women, not as rugs, but are to learn at home from their husbands. The problem is their husbands are the problem in many cases. That's why the women wear the pants. I'm not going after the women in that sense, but I am going back into the Old Testament so you might understand why the Lord used women to actually prophesy during those particular times like Deborah and so on and so forth. And why? The reason is because of the effeminacy of men. Did you hear what I said? It's because of the effeminacy of men that the women had to stand up and defend themselves and do what's right. In this case, this is a prime example of why the Lord told us not to allow women in position. I'll be right back. Sons of LibertyRadio.com.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day. And we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best Red Pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean. And we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So, don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
In a world filled with confusion and deception, God's people need trustworthy news grounded in truth. At LibertySentinel.org, an incredible team of journalists led by me, Alex Newman, provide biblical news and analysis on faith, family, freedom, education, and the critical issues shaping our future. Join the tens of thousands of Christians who rely on our free newsletter and our news podcast to stay informed and equipped. It's all at LibertySentinel.org. That's LibertySentinel, S-E-N-T-I-N-E-L.org. Check it out today.
George Washington said, "If freedom of speech is taken away, then dumb and silent we may be led like the sheep to the slaughter." Benjamin Franklin falls in suit when he said, "Freedom of speech is a principal pillar of a free government. When this support is taken away, the constitution of a free society is dissolved and tyranny is erected on its ruins. Republics derive their strength and vigor from a popular examination into the action of the magistrates." He continues on and says, "Freedom of speech is the great bulwark of liberty. They prosper and die together, and it is the terror of traitors and oppressors and a barrier against them." I have lived, sir, a long time, and the longer that I live, the more convincing proofs I see of this truth, that God governs in the affairs of men. And if a sparrow cannot fall to the ground without his notice, is it probable that an empire can rise without his aid? We have been assured, sir, in the sacred writings, that except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. I firmly believe this, and I also believe that without his concurring aid, we shall succeed in this political building no better than the builders of Babel. Benjamin Franklin.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I was just highlighting the fact that when you look at what's going on, when women are put into a position that the Lord told men not to allow their wives to be put in, this is what you get. Now, again, I'm not browbeating on women. I'm not beating up on women. No. All across the country, friends, I see women standing up and doing what it is that the men are unwilling to do. That's just the truth. And I was just highlighting the fact that if you look in the Old Testament, when the women prophesied or they were to lead out, it was interesting that they had to take the initiative that men failed to take heed of. Okay? Because of the effeminacy of men. And now you understand why we have an issue with the effeminacy of men, because they love their porn and they love to advocate for what God condemns. And they'll get their just recompense, rest assured. They think that it's forgotten about it, that the Lord doesn't take heed to it anymore. No, read Ecclesiastes 8:11 when you get a moment. But let me move forward here. We have the said Massachusetts governor, Mara Healey, signing a bill for abortions up to birth. And then we have the American people believe that the Democrats are the bad people and they can do whatever they want to do. When in fact, if you knew constitutional law and the enumerated laws, you'll find clearly, going back to the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights, they don't have a right to choose to murder innocent babies. But as long as you don't know Americans, I guess it's free for all. You know, the sad thing is this has fallen upon innocent children in the womb, when in fact the guilty party are the one with the pen and the pens in their hands and the smiles on their faces, rejoicing over the fact that they can go ahead and kill their babies because the government said so. Well, you might want to think twice about that, friends, because the fact of the matter, it is leading to something. And I want you to see this really quick. Look at these women on social media platforms. They rejoice. They're rejoicing. They're rejoicing over the fact that they can murder their own children. Now, just think. Just think, friends. That wasn't allowed to happen in this country all the way up until 1973, even according to man. But now, since the government said so through an oligarchy, I guess it's okay to go ahead and murder whoever you want to, because that's exactly what we see the young people rising up and doing today. How do we look at these people as being legitimate human beings when we look at them sign onto a piece of paper and rejoice over the fact that they can kill the fruit of their own womb? And what's worse is the people stand back and watch it. They don't have a right to do it, friends. Hey, all of you that profess to be Christians, God hates hands that shed innocent blood. The Lord said, "Thou shalt not murder," Exodus 20:13. Especially when it comes to innocent blood, because he said with innocent blood, there will be recompense. And you better bet your bottom dollar there's going to be a recompense. But what's this leading to? Well, after she signed off on that, this said governor of Massachusetts, it's also interesting to note that she signed off on a bill that would give preference to Muslim applicants for state jobs. You see this correlation, people? Yeah, I do too. You reap what you sow, right? That seed's going to reproduce after its own kind. Yep. They rejoice. They sign on to murdering innocent babies. Guess what those Muslims want to do concerning, friends? They themselves. They want to do the same thing to these people that are rejoicing over the murder of babies in the womb to them. Okay? This is the same woman, and this is another one of those things that I've tried to warn you about, and it's not just this, it's also the sodomite agenda that the Muslims are using, systematically and methodically using the homosexuals, and then they methodically play out the same victim status while they attempt to tear down the laws, okay? Oh, you got to keep in mind, friends, many of these women that are put into place, they're lesbians, okay? Remember yesterday, I had tried to highlight something really quick here for you, and I'll play it for you right now. But this is the Seattle lesbian mayor, right? You're allowing what the Lord said to condemn. American law condemns it because common law condemns it. But when you ignore God's law and you advocate for what, even through as accomplices through tolerance and apathy, you're still giving it a pass. And the Lord said not to tolerate it. When you tolerate it, this is what you get. Listen to this.
God claims either to the Department of Immigrant and Refugee
Affairs. Seattle mayor.
No.
Literally refuses to investigate Somalian fraud.
We have conversations going on with the departments. And yeah, it's just, I don't think it needs to be explained why it's problematic to have random people showing up to daycares. I think the fear in the Somali community is real. The fear in immigrant communities are real. So we're taking that very seriously.
Along those lines, have you asked anyone to follow up on the fraud claims either to the Department of Immigrant and Refugee Affairs or SPD?
No.
So there's, as far as you're concerned right now, there's no reason to suggest there's any sort of fraud.
This whole issue is not really about fraud, right? It's about dividing and conquering. It's about making an immigrant community a target.
Yeah. An immigrant community a target. I highlighted yesterday that in Minnesota, there's been up to $30 billion of fraud. Did you know that 98 of the 100 that have been prosecuted have all been Somalians? And somehow or another, this lesbian wants us to believe that they are in fact the victims when in fact they are here and they have been doing nothing but assailing the American people that they begged asylum and they begged help from. And once they get it, they began to attack the very people that afforded them asylum and afforded them help. That's right. And guess who's playing the Judas on you, friends? Your said representatives. Your said representatives are the ones that are opening the door wide for these people to come in here and do to you what it is that you've allowed said murderers to do to innocent babies. Well, you say that's pretty extreme. No, I think it's pretty extreme. You're in action. I think it's pretty extreme how you stand back and act like this is not your responsibility to right the wrongs in defending children in the womb. Check this out, friends. Here's another one.
What are their plans for our countries?
We're here to take over your country. You can't.
Okay, these are Muslims coming into America. We're here to take over your country.
Stop us. You can try.
But you can. You're not going to stop us. You can try.
We're here to uphold Sharia law.
But we're here to uphold Sharia law. Just ask them, folks. This is not random.
Islam will enter every household.
What? Islam will enter every household.
Whether you like it or not.
We don't say that Islam is here to live, you know, to coexist with lots of different religions and all of us can just hold hands and be friends. This religion has been sent to dominate, to wipe out, to take out every other religion, to have the people leave every religion and to accept Islam. And if that requires fighting to achieve it, then it requires fighting to achieve it. Because the greatest purpose for which jihad was legislated is to make the word of Allah the highest and the word of those who disbelieve the lowest, even if the disbelievers hate it. But we're not shy to say it, and we don't find that to be something that we should be shy to say.
We are not going anywhere. This is our country. We are here to stay. We are settlers. And
so folks, again, it's not like they're not telling you what they're telling you, and they're telling you. Just hang on a second. I got some more audio video for you, friends. If you're bothered by what you're reading right now, and again, men, does this stuff make you afraid? Absolutely not. It makes me afraid no more than when I had the information to bring to you. No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. These people are here treasonously. They're here assailing the people of this country. That's all you have to do is look to Europe. You can ignore the problem, but what you're doing is you're adding strength to the problem by ignoring it. It's time for the people in this country, like over in other countries right now, that have experienced and have seen the fruit of what these people mean to do and what they're capable of doing in small number. It's time for the American people to take their said representative government by the scruff of the neck and deport by force, if need be, these people that are assailing the American people. I want to go on here. I want to show you this again, because it's not like they're hiding anything, Americans. Go ahead and check this one out.
Someone tells you who they are, believe them. The Muslim Brotherhood told us their strategy for the West, but don't take my word for it. They put it on paper. In 2004, the FBI seized a memorandum from the home of Muslim Brotherhood member and Hamas U.S.-based archivist Ismail El-Barase. The memo written in 1991 described the work of the Muslim Brotherhood in the United States as, and I quote, a kind of grand jihad in eliminating Western society, eliminating and destroying Western society from within. In 1993, after the announcement of the Oslo Peace Accords, a peace agreement between the Israelis and the Palestinians, Muslim Brotherhood and Hamas members met in Philadelphia to discuss their plan to thwart the agreement. The FBI wiretapped the meeting, where the participants suggested the creation of a neutral-sounding organization for the purpose of deceiving Americans. That organization is the Council on American-Islamic Relations, or CARE. 35 years later, their plan is working just as designed. They are in our schools. CARE New Jersey pushed their revisionist version of a 9/11 curriculum to nearly 30 public schools.
Notice she said to our children. So we have these fools in America that are actually allowing the government to raise up their children. I got a little side note for you here, friends, is this. You take out your kids from public schools, then the said corrupt in the halls of government have nothing to do to work with in an overthrow concerning the older generation. So why don't you do yourself a favor and do what the Lord told you to do by training up your children and teaching them in the ways that they should go rather than handing them over to your sworn enemies, you hypocrites.
Districts that reframes the attacks as a predictable consequence of U.S. foreign policy. Imagine the kids in all those school districts walking around learning and believing that 9/11 was our fault. Other CARE curricula warn teachers not to say radical Islamic terrorism, and CARE boasts of its partnership with Chicago Public Schools, one of the largest in the country. Indoctrinating our children into believing that terrorism is justified resistance is the antithesis of everything this country stands for. They abuse the legal system to shield themselves from discovery. For example, in Texas, where CARE is challenging its terrorist designation, they have repeatedly resisted turning over discovery the judge has ordered them to produce. The state has had to file.
Did you hear that, people? Did you hear that? CARE is refusing to comply with American law by disclosing the information that was demanded of them. Americans, you're going to have to take things into your own hands before you allow the injustice system to completely destroy this country, because they are a system of injustice. We'll be right back.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
My name is Lisa Mead, and I live in Farragut, Tennessee. I've been in church my entire life, and I feel like the church has changed, but God's Word has not changed. The church service that Bradley Dean leads every Sunday morning is a breath of fresh air. He teaches the entire Bible, and his teaching from God's Word magnifies the Lord Jesus Christ. Each Sunday, my husband and I look forward to the church service because Bradley honors Jesus by speaking truth that all of us need to hear. I don't want to be entertained, but need to hear the truth of God's Word. I'm so grateful and thankful to be part of the church family. Bradley's message through the Holy Spirit leads me to my Savior, Jesus Christ, and there's no better place to be. Thank you, Bradley, for answering God's call to lead the church service so that people will hear the truth that is so desperately needed today.
BBSradio.com.
Now we can understand where Harry S. Truman got his understanding from when he said, "The fundamental basis of this nation's law was given to Moses on the Mount. The fundamental basis of our Bill of Rights comes from the teachings which we get from Exodus and St. Matthew, from Isaiah and St. Paul." This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio. I want you to see this again, friends. This is what the American people are rolling over in the face of. And some people are saying, well, what do we do? Well, I can tell you what needs to be done, friends. And I just want you to understand what law says is your said representative government has no right to tell another person that they can go ahead and murder their own baby. Okay? They don't have the authority to do that. But I want you to remember it's that same lot, that small Lot of Levin that the Lord told us to leave in concerning the lump of wicked doctrines and what it is that they're responsible for perpetuating. 80 million babies today have been murdered because the American people have been giving them a pass. What needs to be done is they all need to be held accountable for what it is that they advocated. Folks, it applies to the First Amendment, the Second Amendment. It applies to the Fourth Amendment, the Fifth Amendment. The list goes on. And it goes on and it goes on. The Bill of Rights are there to protect us in our God-given rights, not to give them an opportunity to assume authority that's never been given unto them so they can go ahead, in this case, depopulate the people of this country. Well, they allow a foreign people to come in, and then what do we hear from these people that mean to conquer the country? We need to outbreed the people of the West. And what did I highlight during the first and second segment, friends? A said governor of a state with a bunch of women responsible for murdering their own babies, rejoicing, clapping. They're elated because they can murder the fruit of their own womb because people like that said it's okay. I'm sorry. Monsters like that, murderous individuals like that said that they could go ahead and murder their own children. And isn't it interesting who they comply with? And I can only imagine how many of those women have crosses hanging on their necks and they're going to church every Sunday and they're praising a Jesus that they've created that doesn't exist. And they think that they're okay and they're going to heaven and they think that it was a mercy to go ahead and murder their own baby. And then if anybody dares stand up against them, then what does the media do? They get behind the one or two that are out there playing the victim. Stop the war on women when it's not a war on women. It's an issue of magnifying the law and condemning the crimes of those that are guilty of murder. When the Lord said, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, it is exactly what's going on in this country. But I'll tell you what, here's your reply. I'm going to go ahead and show this to you right now. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com. Here's Newsmax. This is Dearborn,
a lot of American flags,
Michigan,
out there at that event. Looks like a great event, by the way. I love all the colors, right? Such colorful outfits. They're not all wearing the same stupid thing, all black, like covered head to toe in the middle of summer. Great job, guys. This is happening all across Michigan and all across America. That is not what assimilation looks like. That is what an invasion looks like. Instead of assimilation, it is total domination. And most people don't even realize this is happening, even in Michigan. And then you see this, what's happening tonight, right now. A man named Abdul Al-Sayed is about to become the first Muslim socialist ever nominated for the United States Senate in Michigan. And does he kind of look like somebody you might be familiar with? Maybe that other socialist Muslim who's always smiling, the one in New York City. But that's not Zohran Mamdani. This is Abdul Al-Sayed, which isn't even his full name.
My whole name is Abdulrahman Muhammad Al-Sayed. That's the whole name.
Yep, that's terrific. Senator, that what he just said from the state of Michigan in November, maybe. This is happening in Michigan, by the way.
Okay, so I want to stop right there. And it's happening in Michigan with the approval of the people in Michigan, not all of them, but with the approval of all of those that are sitting at home living their own selfish lives, being entertained out of their own freedoms, being entertained out of the very land and possession that the Lord has bestowed upon him or them concerning and in the face of all those that sacrifice themselves to give it. And they're sitting back and they're saying, well, this is what they say. There's nothing we can do. And again, if you're new, there's nothing they can do. It's nothing that they want to do because they think that their kids are going to have to pick up and take over, which they are. And then they're going to sit back and wonder why they're a reproach and why they are cursed by their own children. It's because of what they left unto themselves. I want to put this to you as a people. Can somebody show me in this country where it is okay that someone comes in outside of America and they decide that they're going to uphold a law that's foreign to our U.S. Constitution and the enumerated laws? Can somebody show me and verify in the Constitution or even with a little common sense in your brains where they have the right to do this? And you know what's even crazier about all of it? It's the mainstream media that keeps giving these people all the attention that they need. Can I tell you why? Because it's the Zionists that are using the Muslims as the smokescreen. It's the Zionists that are using the Muslims' friends to be used as mercenaries to deal with their political opposition. You don't have to take it from me. Take it from Rabbi David Tautau. Just ask him. Muslims are being used as the broom to sweep away their opposition with the use of Muslims. So the Muslims are being just as foolish as the American people for tolerating them. And you better know, friends, this is a push to civil war. Don't doubt a word I'm telling you, because that's exactly where this is leading. What do these people need to tell you before you understand? What is it that you don't see over in Europe right now that you don't understand right here in your own backyard? Do you think for some reason or another they're going to be different here than they are there? Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Did you see that El Sayed? Did you know that he just recently said to his jihad caucus? He said, since 2019, 200 Muslims have been elected across the country. First of all, they haven't been elected. I just want you to know that. Here, let me show you and let me prove the point here. Just like none other than Ilhan Omar in the state of Minnesota, not only do the people of the state hate her guts, but so do the Muslims, a majority of them, in the 5th District. And isn't it interesting that Ilhan Omar herself, she has the highest recruiting rate for created ISIS. It's created, friends, another monster to cast into our minds. But ISIS that's been created, they are the highest recruiting rate in her district for ISIS to fight against Americans. Okay? And what's interesting about that is the mainstream media highlights her as being one of the most influential people in the country, but yet the people in the state and throughout the United States of America hate her guts. Apparently, they don't hate her enough to actually look into it and uphold the laws in condemning her and then deporting her back for her radical ideology. It's time, Americans, you start getting a little radical. And actually do something about what you're saying. And I'm not talking about bringing harm. I'm talking about doing it lawfully. But let me show you how they are not being voted in. Here's Mom Donnie. Again, another one that I warned of. But listen to this. This is him going to the pulpit in New York. He gets booed off the stage.
Also facing criticism over his new pied-à-terre tax. Fresh accusations his anti-Israel rhetoric is stoking anti-Semitism. Hey, and now
don't get off on this. Friends, you just heard, by the way, he stands there for about 10 seconds and then he walks up because the people completely shouted him down. Don't get off on his anti-Israel stance, because you need to understand the Zionists are supporting Mamdani. You better bet your bottom dollar the Zionists are supporting Ilhan Omar. You better bet your bottom dollar the Zionists are, in fact, responsible for supporting El Sayed. You better know they are, friends. Because they're the ones that are being used to their own demise. They are the ones that are being used to create this domestic insurrection on a massive scale. But I just showed you that for the very purpose that you understand they're not being voted in. They're being installed. One has to ask the question, with the record that these people carry with them for the crimes that they're responsible for. Here, everybody ask this. Let's do this in unison. Where's the FBI? Crickets. I'll tell you where the FBI is. They're out there trying to shut up anybody that speaks out against. They call them anti-Semitic. Make distinction between anti-Zionism and anti-Semitic. Anti-Semitism, friends, because there's a huge difference. They're out there trying to browbeat and censor anybody that dares speak out against what I just highlighted. That's who's responsible. I want to get this in before the end of the hour here. Listen to this.
I'm Jessica Holsey. I live in McKinney. On November the 3rd, 2015, that's over a decade ago, at least 12 Muslims bombed multiple locations in Paris, France, in an area called Bataclan, holding hostages for over an hour, all in the name of Allah. 130 dead, 683 maimed. Victims castrated, testicles shoved down their throats while they were still alive. Eyes gouged out with gun barrels. Pregnant women stabbed in the womb, one baby ripped out and left on the floor. Parents partially decapitated.
I want you to hear this. You can join us on sonsoflibertymedia.com, front top left. Sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Hanging on chandeliers. One survivor said, they laughed while cutting their heads. They said, this is for Caesarea, this is for Allah, as the other Muslim filmed. Now, that was in France, and it was a decade ago. We're in McKinney. Our Muslims are very nice. Well, the McKinney Islamic Association that Mayor Fuller referred to, and the proposed mosque and the proposed community center all teach the Quran. Quran 9.5 says, quote, fight and kill the disbelievers wherever you find them, end of quote. The Quran advocates violence. Ask the dead wife of Islam Muhammad. His Muhammad was arrested in his home, not 5 miles from here, on Broken Spur, McKinney, with blood on his hands in 2025. His wife was found in the closet, stabbed in the neck. The victims extend to not only to unbelievers, but to Muslims as well. This is an imminent threat to our community.
Okay, folks, what happened there, she ran out of time. So she's confronting the mayor that is giving a pass to these people to come into the country. She's highlighting the crimes of the people that the mayor, who has been incentivized, in other words, he sold the people out in this community for 30 pieces of silver, Luke 22:48, just like Judas did. When she's highlighting the crimes of these people that the mayor's advocating for, they shut her microphone off. We're doing it to ourselves. Americans, we're doing it to ourselves. Will you take the time to read what your state law and constitution have to say, and federal law and federal constitution have to say about the people that are advocating this? Because this is the crime of treason, and the consequence is, like it or not, America, it is death concerning those that are responsible for this treason. I want you to see something here as well. This is in Texas, right behind this woman that's highlighting the crimes of those that the mayor's advocating for, as far as being a part of the community. This guy right here is a former, he's from the Middle East, and he's out there blowing the trumpet concerning the crimes of those that he was subject to by the very people that the mayor's trying to normalize in their backyard. Folks, listen, the mayors don't have a lawful right to advocate for treason or those that mean to conquer this country. Not a one of these individuals have a right to serve in our office. Well, you say, well, there's no religious test required. Let's go back to the beginning of the foundations. And I'm talking about the conception of this country. Folks, the first thing it talks about on all state preambles is God. All of our politicians put their hands on the Bible when they swear to uphold the enumerated laws. Ecclesiastes 5:4. Numbers 30 verse 2 concerning their oath. Deuteronomy 23:23 concerning their oath. So they're to be held accountable to their oath by the people. You know who's missing in all of this, friends? The people holding their said representatives from the top to the bottom accountable for their treasonous crimes. Listen to me, people. They've been incentivized. They've been bought and paid for to open the floodgates to those that mean to come into this country and conquer. Again, you don't have to ask me. That's all you have to do is ask them, because they're not hiding anything, friends. Furthermore, you might want to ask, let's go back to the FBI for a moment. How about the FBI tells us why there's been 35 jihadi camps that we've known of since 2000? And it was actually, I'm sorry, it was 1995, both Fox News and CNN reported on. I'm sorry, 2009. Two reports came out. Fox News did a report that was honest, where they discovered that over 35 jihadi camps were discovered in America. Where's the FBI people? I'll tell you where they're at. They're attacking guys like me. They're working on the behalf of the Zionists that are trying to shut my mouth. And I'm not going to shut my mouth. They're busy trying to shut you down. They're busy trying to censor you. And you know why they've done it? You want to know why these cowards are just doing their job? Because they're treasonous, just like the ones that they're working for. And if they were doing their job, they would put a stop to those that are giving them unconstitutional orders. But that's not what they're doing. That's not what they're doing. They're all just sitting back. Well, I got a family to provide for. Yep, I got one to provide for too. And I've got one to protect, just like you do. Don't sit back and tell me you doing your job is you tearing down everything that we are as a people. And that's exactly what you're doing when you're not standing up against those that are giving you unconstitutional orders. That's what's going on, people. That's in fact what's going on. That's why you see the mainstream media promoting these Muslim candidates. You would have never known who Mamdani was if it wasn't for the mainstream media. You would have never known who El Sayed was if it wasn't for the mainstream media. Or Ilhan Omar, stupid as a rock, she is. Stupid as a rock, who went from having nothing to $20 million in just a short period of time, and she's still out there attacking the people. I mean, she married her brother. She's still out there attacking the people. No, folks, you got to understand. She was installed. She was put in place, just like the rest of these individuals, like Tashida Tlaib. That's what they're doing. That's why they're there. That's why they're there. There's no other reason that they're there. And it's the said governors that have been installed that are protecting them from the people that they're supposed to actually serve in the state of Michigan, namely Whitmer in that given scenario. Oh, and keep in mind, Nassler, the said attorney general there, she's a lesbian. And you can pretty much bet your bottom dollar when you look at Whitmer, friends, she was born with a silver spoon in her mouth. And this is going on all over the country. This isn't an isolated incident. Folks, listen to me for your own safety and your own security. Those individuals that have been put in place, they are installed. The ones that are attacking the people, I'm talking about the said highest office in the United States. I'm talking about the governors, and I'm talking about the mayors. I'm talking about the chief police. I'm talking about, in many cases, these commissioner heads in county boards. They've been installed. In America, the resolve that you have, along with the rest of us that claim that we're sick and tired of it, here, one question. Then where's the justice? You see the said representatives do everything in their power to protect themselves from the law, again, that they swore to uphold. Why? Because they're guilty of it. That's called the establishment. And there's so many of you that claim that you're tired of the establishment. And yet every cycle, what do? You go around the mountain, and then those that the mainstream media offers up as options, once again, you're taught to vote for the lesser of two evils when the Bible condemns that. 2 Chronicles 19:2, of the lesser of two evils, vote for neither one. Vote for neither one. And then what do? You vote for another one they've offered you up, not knowing that they offered it up to you. And I'm talking about their handlers that you complain about all day long. Oh, folks, that's all you have to do is pull the curtain back just a little bit. Hey, I'll tell you what, have the media attack you a couple times and you'll learn the game real quick. Because the mainstream media and the useful idiots, they are accomplices to the crime concerning those that they're working for in an attempt to demonize somebody and find fault with somebody that's guilty. Like the ones that they're working for. That's what they're trying to do. And that's why it applies to us, but somehow or another, the American people have in their minds that it doesn't apply to them. You have it completely backwards. They are operating outside of their delegated authority, people. They do not have a right to do that. That is a crime. That is a crime. And if you don't want to hold them accountable for the crime, then they're going to commit another one against you. And it's exactly what's happening. Hey, folks, as a preacher says, in a spiritual sense, either you're killing sin or sin's going to kill you. There is no in between. Your government in this country has been hijacked. And you know what's worse? You know it's true. It's been hijacked. I want you to see this. This is Judicial Watch. Some want to say, well, you said the highest office in the land. Yep. The People's White House. U.S. funding of Islamist charity groups triples under Donald Trump. This was back in 2020. The only guy that reported on it was Tom Fitton from Judicial Watch. That's why you don't see any justice. That's why that's all you ever see come out of this administration is big talk. And that's as far as it goes. They're like clouds without rain. And folks, look what's around this current administration. It's filled with what? Yep. It's filled with what? You got to wake up, people. Now, let me bring about the correlation. When you look at, I want to show it to you really quick so you can see it for yourself. We're not on the radio right now. That ended about 10 minutes ago. I want you to see this so you can understand exactly what the Lord says about this. Because, and let me equate it to a situation I had when I was preaching. I was asked to be the guest speaker for the constitutional candidate for the governor and the lieutenant governor of the state of Michigan. This is probably 6-7 years ago now. And I was preaching, and in the process of preaching, friends, a lady kind of looked, she looked cumbersome. She looked bothered by what was going on. And she goes, I got a question for you. I said, what's that? Now listen to what she said. This is how biblically illiterate she is. She said, why is God allowing this stuff to happen? Why is God allowing the babies to be murdered? And I became instantly indignant. I looked at her. I said, ma'am, are you kidding me? You have 344 million people today. Okay, in the present, it was probably a little bit different back then, six years ago. You have 344 million people in this country that allow an oligarchy to call the shots and giving permission for a small portion of the population to murder their babies because they couldn't keep their pants up. And she looked at me bewildered, and I said, ma'am, I said, the reason that 3,000 to 4,000 babies a day, first off, just like D. James Kennedy told me when I was with him, 3,000 to 4,000 babies are murdered every day because over 300,000 pulpits remain silent. Number one. Number two, 3,000 to 4,000 babies are going to be murdered today because over 344 million people are given a green light to those that choose to do so. Well, you say, well, it's not my body. Did that work during the pandemic, friends? Absolutely not. Why? Because it didn't fit their narrative. Do you understand? Micah 6:16. So I looked at her and she says, well, I pray about it. And I said, well, you can pray all that you want to, ma'am. I said, your prayers are going to go for naught. And she said, why is that? I said, because when you look at 24 Kings, 2 Kings, 2 Kings chapter 24, verse 4, what does it say right here? It says, and also for the innocent blood that he shed, he filled Jerusalem with innocent blood, which the Lord will what? What does it say, people? Yep. You just go ahead and excuse yourself. I see 10 people just dropped off. You just go ahead and attempt. These are the people that I'm telling you are part of the problem, people. They don't want to take responsibility. That is the biggest issue in this country. That is the biggest issue. I just want to stop there for a moment. Just yesterday, I watched a video of a girl, probably 18, 19 years old, drunk out of her mind because she didn't understand what not to drink and drive meant. And she was sitting in the office, the sheriff's department, asking to call her dad. And that girl did nothing but play the victim. And tell the cops, I want a phone call. I want a phone call. I have a right to a phone call, right? She said, I have a phone call right. And she kept going back and forth and kept whining. And the police officer, knowing what she was now responsible for, told her to be quiet. Do yourself a favor and be quiet. She rattled on and rattled on and rattled on, playing the victim. You can't prove I committed a crime. You can't prove anything that I did wrong. Give me a phone. I need to call my dad. You know what she did? She was responsible for driving her car drunk at 65 miles an hour on a 30-mile-an-hour zone where she ended up hitting a brand new husband and wife just a couple hours earlier. She ended up killing the wife. When she was in jail, she was telling her dad, instead of showing sorrow for the fact that she didn't take responsibility, and because she was being irresponsible, she ends up murdering a brand new bride just hours after being married. She hits her and murders her because she was drunk when she was driving. You know what she says to her dad? Why did this happen to me? Why did this happen to me? Me, 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 me. It's all about me. Christianity has nothing to do with us because we've already denied ourselves and took up our cross and we're following the Christ. So let me go back to responsibility. Regardless if you want to take responsibility or not, Americans, every single one of you, to the equivalent of 80 million babies, God's recompense will be to the last and to the final drop of blood that's allowed to be shed in this country. Some will say that's crazy. No, no, no. What's crazy is what the people tolerate. Here, I want to tell you this too, and I'm going to end with this. And I'll pull up Bob. You've been there for a minute. Just hold up. I want you to understand something. 18 governors in the states, the United States of America, wanted and desired to open the floodgates to those that are from the Middle East, to those that want to dismember you, to those that want to murder you, just like that woman was highlighting in Texas, trying to warn the people of what these people are bringing in with them. 18 governors in the states, the United States of America, wanted to open the floodgates to those sorts of people. There's only one reason they're here, friends, and it's exactly what's going on. The Lord is sovereign. He is in control. You are under the woes. 28:43, 28:63, 51, 68. You can read the whole chapter. Start in verse 15, go to the end of the chapter. And also Leviticus 26, start in 14, go to 46. But folks, you need to understand one thing. There's going to be just recompense for every single drop of blood. Because you're going to find out that they are your responsibility, like it or not. We are our brother's keeper, like it or not. And for me to have to sit here and tell the American people we need to look out for our kids, that's how far gone the people have come, or have slipped away, should I say, in this country. And the Lord said, because of it, this is what's going to happen. Just want you to see it one more time so you can understand what it means to take responsibility, because for every baby that's murdered from here on out, you better understand that there's someone on the other side overseas that wants to get at you the way that you're allowing those murderers in these clinics to commit crimes against little babies. They want to do the same thing to you that you're allowing said doctors to do to innocent babies. Well, you say, Bradley, you said 18 states. Yep. You know what the equivalence of 80 million babies is? 18 states. 18 states. 18 states, people. So I'll tell you, one thing people need to understand, God will be very, very specific in judgment. And it's a proper way for us to understand and to be quickened in repentance before our judge, before we get there. And it's not, well, boy, can you imagine what it's going to be like for that person that just aborted a baby on Judgment Day? No, I say to the American people, can you imagine what it's going to be like for you for tolerating them when the Lord told you to deal with them? That's what's crazy about it. The Lord said he would not pardon it in 2 Kings 24, verse 4. You can pray all that you want to. Again, you can pray all that you want to, but your prayers are cursed until you stand up and do something about it. Some will say, well, Bradley, are you just making this stuff up? Absolutely not. You should know better than that. You should know that I back up everything with Scripture. You should know better than that, people, that I back it up with what people say out of their own mouths, just like I just got done doing. Here, let me go over here really quick. Let's go over to Deuteronomy 28, and I want you to see this, okay? And what I want you to see here is it tells us, they that forsake the law, God's law, praise the wicked. They allow the wicked to do what they do. But the Bible says, but such as keep the law, they contend with them. And then the Bible tells us in 28:5, evil men understand not judgment, but they that seek the Lord understand all things. And then what does he say here? He that turneth away his ear from hearing the law. Well, if they heard the law, they would condemn the criminals, but they're not, which means they're not hearing the law. He said, he that turneth his ear away from hearing the law, even his prayer is an abomination. Let's go ahead and take Bob from Texas. Texas, Texas, Texas. Boy, you are getting hit big time, Bob. Give it to us, my friend.
The Lord has revealed the remedy. I've been practicing it in the body, on the record, and it's really fun. So when these commissioners, city councilmen, school board people violate their oath, I bring it to their attention that if they violated, and I just use the first sentence of U.S. law, creation in the Bible, the laws that no human law should be suffered to contradict. And I lay it out how they violated their oath.
Well,
and if they don't want to correct themselves, then we will find others that understand the law of nature and of nature's God. And all they have to do to occupy an office is ensure that those were abided. So it's something that could happen at every school board, every commissioner's court, 3,142 of them. And I don't know. It's just really fun. And this phone drives me nuts because it keeps echoing back in me. But,
okay.
I pray the Lord will let you hear. And that is how we get remedy. We're so full of the problems. This is a solution that we can use for almost every one of those in an elected body on the record to expose their transgression and use that for ammunition for the next candidates that come along, which is happening right now, right before November. And, I don't know. I just really feel like it's a gift from God.
Amen. Amen. Hey, Bob, I appreciate you. I don't know if you've seen the program that I did some time ago. I think it was about a week and a half ago. And maybe it was during the church service, but what I did is I highlighted your notes and I showed everybody the notes that you took during the church service there.
Yeah.
I appreciate
the ones I took yesterday were actually pretty good and they're fairly lengthy, so you'll be able to see them. And they sort of reflect on the remedy. And you don't have to be angry. All we have to do is go with the word of the Lord, show them how they violated their oath, and that we expect them to improve and not do it anymore, or we're going to find people that will follow the Lord and replace them. And trying to reach out to these preachers, I haven't been successful yet, but
Well, therein lies the problem.
That's the way to get to all the people that are so fearful of all these things that are going on.
Yeah. Well, and, you know where the preachers are, right? You know where the preachers are, Bob. They're having another conference rather than actually reaching out to the community. They're just playing it safe, and that's what they've been doing for 70, 80 years in this country, and enough is enough. I'll give you the last word.
We've all been safe. But I'm really optimistic. Things are so bad, there's a lot of material to expose on the record.
Yeah.
Commissions, councils, boards, and courts.
Well, you know, Bob, I'm going to go back to Texas really quick, I've been paying attention to what's going on there. And again, I'm faithful to bring the information about Abbott to the American people, that he's sold out to the Zionists, and there's pictures of him at the Wailing Wall, and Ken Paxton, I guess it's his AG, if I'm correct, and what is he doing? He's busted with his mistress just, 2 weeks ago? And the American people, namely the people in the state of Texas, are trying to figure out why are these mosques even, why is it even optional for these people to come here and build these mosques, which, by the way, have an underbelly, a militant underbelly, is said Greg, or none other than
Guandalo, and I'm talking about the former FBI agent, and it's and it goes further than that, because the question is why are they even allowed to be here in the first place, let alone build a mosque? But I think people need to understand who they are. Another one is that people aren't paying attention to, Bob, if you don't mind me saying, and I'll answer off air. I totally appreciate your phone call. I appreciate your time. But another one, guys, is DeSantis in Florida. I know that you people think that somehow or another that Florida is the place to run to, but I'm telling you, it is a honeypot. Listen to me clearly. Florida is a honeypot. Ron DeSantis is playing up as your friend. When he had an opportunity to actually deport the illegals, what did he do? He took them and he flew them to the city concerning the destination of their choice in the United States of America. And he played it off as a Democratic Party, as if to suggest that that existed. He didn't deport them. He imported them. And furthermore, people need to understand that DeSantis is also over there in Israel, Zionist Israel, Rothschild's Israel. And what is he doing? He's playing up to the people of his state like he's the good guy, when in fact he's over in Israel, modern-day Israel, Mylakowski's Israel, the war criminals' Israel. And what is he doing? He's signing on to hate laws there. Has anybody been paying attention in Florida as to what he was doing concerning SB 2006? Concerning giving the Department of Health in the state of Florida absolute control and authority over your lives to basically inoculate you at will and to put you in some sort of a camp at will? You know what people say? Oh, that's just not true. You know why you just said that's not true? Is because you didn't hear from the mainstream media. Of course the mainstream media is not going to tell you that's going on. That's their job, is to cover as accomplices for those that are responsible for the conspiracy. Jeremiah 11:9. So when that one comes to pass and you come to realization as to what I'm trying to warn you of concerning DeSantis, don't tell me I didn't tell you. Because as the Bible says, your blood is off my hands. I say that in sincerity. I say that in love. I also say it on the back end with some frustration, because people, you need to understand prevention is better than cure. And that's why the Lord sends guys like me and others, which are far and few between. He's here to warn you of what's coming. He's warning you to take responsibility. He's calling you back. And judgments as they fall, friends, they get worse. They're not lessen. No, they increase. And the reason the Lord allows that is to drive you back to him in repentance. And if you're not going to listen to that, you're going to be all on your own. And it's going to be a position you're not going to want to be in. Folks, the message is repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, period. Yeah, Brian Donalds, I just seen Cooper C. He's also another one. I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but these are all installed individuals. These freedom fighters that are put up for the American people, they all have APAC handlers. You do know that, right? I can't talk to you. I can only because you didn't call in, but I see your comment here. You do not understand that both what they call in this uniparty system, Democrats and Republicans, they're all moved about by what? APAC handlers. There is no distinction, friends, between the two. They have the same jersey on. It is the bird with two wings. It's the same bird. And you have to understand that Brian Donalds is also one of them. He's a Zionist. And the rest of them are too. Remember, when the people need a hero, we'll deliver him up, said the devil, said the minions of hell. John 8:44. And again, if you just completely look behind you and recollect all those that have been sold to you as freedom fighters by the mainstream media, let me ask you a question. Where are they at when it comes to justice? How come there's no justice? Folks, love you by what we do. Listen, go to the store. Check out the store. Also, for those that are new, please consider, due to the fact that you know that we don't have sponsors, do consider keeping us out there by becoming a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertymedia.com, and have a bunch of resources. I do want to say what applies to this conversation more than anything today is this one. It's called Children of the Apostate. It's super easy to understand. It applies to what's going on today. And the book is written as a prevention is better than cure if the people take heed. Here it is, called The Children of the Apostate. If you want a prophetic word, friends, there's not a better one nationwide. you can rest assured. And it's not because I wrote it. I didn't realize what I wrote until after I wrote it. Of course, I understand what was being written, but I didn't understand it in context after the book was written. It's called Children of the Apostate. All your orders will go out first thing in the morning. Go to the store, sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you want to become a member, son or daughter of Liberty, sonsoflibertymedia.com as well. Love you by what we do, and we'll talk to you in 23. See